A Pilgrimage by Dennis Hattel. It began on the morning of Thursday, March 7, 2019. After breakfast, I took a taxi from Sri Ramanashramam to the Divanam, the very town our 16-year-old sage bought a train ticket to for his journey to Arunachala on August 29, 1896. After a 90-minute drive, we reached an intersection outside the town where I was to meet up with seven other devotees from the Chennai Ramanalayam Center, led by Kumar Raja, the devotee manager of Ramanalayam. Eight of us were to travel to Madurai in a rented van driven by Ashok, a young man who is no doubt the most dexterous driver I have ever encountered in all the years I have visited India. At that rendezvous, I joined the van on the first leg of our five-day pilgrimage. The van had air conditioning, reclining seats, and a home theater media player. Kumar Raja came prepared, and we first watched the old famous Tukaram movie that Dorab Premji showed to Bhagawan in the dining hall in 1946. Though we may have seen this film several times, it is difficult not to be moved and inspired by Tukaram's one-pointed devotion. By the grace of his Lord Panduranga, every seeming tragedy in his life resulted in the most miraculous occurrence that demonstrated so clearly the truth of Krishna's promise in chapter 9, verse 22 of the Bhagavad Gita. To those, however, who dwell on me in single-minded worship, I guarantee fulfillment of needs and security. Absorbed in the life story of Tukaram, we briskly traveled along the much-improved highways of Tamil Nadu and reached by evening our first destination, Sri Ramana Mandiram in Madurai. This is the house where the egg boy Venkatraman lived while he attended the Scots Middle School, and then the American Madura Mission High School. It was here in the upstairs room, which was a rooftop room at the time, where, overwhelmed by a sudden fear of death, he searched within one-pointedly to discover what dies and who dies when the body dies. Moments later, from the source of his inner consciousness, rose the full awareness of the eternal pure consciousness, the one perfect self. The boy was no longer a boy. Venkatraman had, in one simple direct drive within, realized his true undying nature, the one self of all. Then, about 6 weeks later, Arunachala finished the job and drew him unto himself, where he then reigned as the king of yogis, abiding on the holy throne of Lord Arunachala. This is what happened here 123 years ago, and this is where we all spent the first night of our pilgrimage. Sri Somasundaram, called Somaji by devotees, has been devoutly serving in this Ramana Mandiram for about 50 years. In the 1970s, we saw his devoted mother arrive early every morning and sing Sri Ramana Bhagavan's hymns with unwavering devotion and dedication. Now, the Mandiram has two daily programs, morning and evening, attended by a large group of devotees who sing Bhagavan's hymns, perform arati, and distribute prasad. Also, upstairs, morning and evening, some aspirants gather and sit quietly in the same room where the individuality of the boy Venkatraman died and his sage Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi emerged in 1896. It was a very warm night in the Mandiram. Some of pilgrims slept on the floor and others on the three beds available in the newer upstairs rooms, Bhagavan's schools. When Bhagavan arrived in Madurai in 1892 to stay with his uncle, He first attended the Scots Middle School. We had seen this school in 1973, but within 10 years, we heard that the school building had been razed. After he attended the school for a couple of years, Venkatraman shifted to the Madura American Mission High School for his 9th standard. That was in 1895. We stopped to see the school en route to our next destination, the Samadhi Shrine of Swami Ramanigiri, a Swedish sadhu devotee of Bhagavan. This United Christian Higher Secondary School, as it is now called, was first opened in 1883, and remarkably, though the name of the school has changed a few times, its outer appearance remains almost unchanged. In 1925, the school worship was transferred to the Church of Sweden Mission. The school is only 1 kilometer from Venkatraman's uncle's house. Now, the Ramana Mandiram, one day in 1895, when Venkatraman was walking to his classes, he ran into an elderly relative from Trichuri. When asked, he told the boy that he had just returned from Arunachala, which threw Venkatraman into an excited state of disbelief that Arunachala was actually a place on earth where one could visit. Though this is one of the oldest high schools for boys in Madurai, it still appears to be flourishing. The students were just walking in for classes when we arrived. The boys were all well-groomed, sporting neat blue shirts and pants, not much like the crowd of boys seen in the school photo from 1895. Yes, if you are thinking that Bhagavan may be somewhere peering over someone's shoulder, staring at the photographer in the school photo, you are probably right. It is very likely that he is there. Would any student in 1895 purposely avoid the opportunity to have their photograph taken? To be continued.